Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
1.5 remaining. James for the win. It's gone. LeBron James at the buzzer. Stuns the Chicago Bulls, and the series is tied at 2 games apiece. What a finish here at the United Center for the second straight game. A buzzer beater. James, who has struggled with his jump shot throughout the playoffs, nails it from the corner. And no question, getting it off in time. Friday night, the Bulls with the buzzer beater. And here's Sunday afternoon, James with the road win. And they'll head back to Cleveland all even at 2 games apiece.
Cleveland is our time. Kyrie Irving's spinning, switching lanes, it blow your mind. Triple double Deion Waiters, do it every time. Tristan Thompson dunk on fools like he commit a crime. Kevin Love a beast, fade away wet like a mop. Delavadova, Verizhau, Mike Miller can't be stopped. Matrix man, Sean Marion, a baller never flop. Pass the ball to King James, that boy hands high. Behave with all the light, urban hands hot. Cleveland, blood, not familiar, click, hot. 216, I represent me, platinum, PM, pop, wow. Shout out Cleveland Cavaliers, you're headed to the top.
And with that, the Cavs have tied up the Eastern Conference Finals. You heard the shot at the beginning of the show. Welcome to Chris Klem's Cavs Cast. We're here. We're in the thick of it. The Eastern Conference Finals. I'm right now in enemy territory again, still in Chicago, doing my thing, holding it down, trying to make up for the fact that these people are cheering for the wrong team, and I'm supporting the Cavs all the way. I'm excited. Game 5 is tonight. It's at home. The Cavs can win. The Cavs can pull this off. They win tonight, and I feel pretty good about this series. They lose tonight, and I feel pretty bad. It's that simple. It's not a must win. It's a best out of 3 at this point, and the Cavs have 2 of the games in Cleveland in front of the greatest fans in the NBA. And, well, actually, it's more like in front of half of an arena of the greatest fans in the NBA and the rest, a bunch of weird long-haired guys that are co-owners of the team that sit next to Dan Gilbert, those type of people, whose idea of a Cavs shirt is wearing a blue button-up Oxford because that's the closest thing they have to anything that has the word Cavs on it. But I'm getting off the point now, and I'm getting off topic. The point in the topic is the Cavs have tied it up with the miraculous shot from LeBron, but not as miraculous as Derrick Rose's cheap-ass bank shot. I'm going to differentiate between the two because I can. One was a jump shot, nothing but net. The other was a cheap-ass bank shot that got in by pure luck. I think it's happening tonight. I think even with Kyrie Irving's busted knee and broken foot, I think the Cavs are winning tonight. I think they also need to put J.R. Smith back in the starting lineup because that man cannot be held down. He, more than LeBron, more than anything else in the fourth quarter, his scoring is what got the team in position to win that game. And I think since he's come back, he's really shown what his shooting and scoring can add to this team. Of course, Shumpert played great the first two games, but he's hurt. He's hobbled. The Cavs are basically working with a five-and-a-half-man rotation. You got Dellavedova off the bench, and nobody else can be trusted. I guess J.R. Smith, and then James Jones is playing. Kendrick Perkins even got a lot of burn on Sunday because he had to. Mozgov was huge. He needs to keep being huge. We all need to start wearing our jerseys backwards in support of him. And I don't know what else to say. It's getting close to game time on Thursday. Hopefully there's a lot more we can dig into because game five will have happened and we'll know who's in the driver's seat and who's in control. We don't right now. If you want to hear me talk a lot more in depth about the Cavs playoffs, where they're at now, last Friday I was on the Waiting for Next Year .com podcast, which you can find on iTunes or on waitingfornextyear.com with Dave Sterling. We go into a lot of the stuff with the playoffs. Right now, I don't really know what else to say except I'm glad they won. The game was tough. The game was tight. It looks like this is going to be a battle to the end. Broken bones, strained feet, ankles, you name it, it's going to happen in this series. It's a war of attrition, and right now, the Cavs are ahead. I have a voicemail from Damon Kamen, who has a lot to say about LeBron James. Take it away, Damon.
Woo! Game four is in the books, and it is the most exciting and frustrating basketball I have seen in a long, long time. Hey, look, LeBron, big shot. Way to go. You knocked it down, and you needed to knock it down because he's killing us in this series. I'm not going to be the guy who's just like, oh, no, you can't say bad about LeBron. You can't talk bad about LeBron. You can't just accept what he's, you know, who he is on blind faith. I know what I'm seeing out there. All right. The guy's turning the ball over at an alarming rate, and he's shooting a horrible percentage. And when in that game four game, when we were down by 11 points, we wiped that deficit out. You know where LeBron was? He was on the bench. And our team went on the best run and one of the most crucial runs of the game with him on the bench. And that says a lot. It was a big shot. But he is not playing at a high level right now. He just isn't. And this team needs to remember to move the ball and keep it going because this team is better than the Bulls. This team is better than any team in the East, even with Kevin Love out. And if we can play as a team, we're going to win the East, and then we got a great shot in the finals. But LeBron needs to get out of his head and figure out what the hell is going on. Because we got this game. We got this series in the bag. If he can just bounce back a little bit. Just stop turning the ball over. That's not too much to ask. Just stop turning the ball over. We can survive with LeBron shooting poorly. We can have other guys pick that up. But when you're turning the ball over almost 10 times a game and it's leading to double-digit points for the other team, that's a big problem. That's a big problem. And, you know, thankfully, Blatt realized that he needed to take LeBron off the court. He needed to find some answer because at that point it was about getting back in the game, not, you know, revering LeBron and making sure that he played. And I like that. And Blatt also almost cost us the game at the end by calling a timeout that he did not have, which would have resulted in a technical foul and probably the end of the game. So, excuse that dog barking outside. And long live Delly. Praise be to the Mozgov, who was huge, huge in that game. And who is the Blatt man? Go Cavs. Let's bring it home.
I can't disagree with any of those points, but I also think we got to keep in mind we're expecting the best out of LeBron, and he has yet to show it to us, and the Cavs are tied 2-2. If there's a chance we can see it, who knows where this team ends up. And I'm going to be hopeful and optimistic for that to happen. All right, there's no basketball terms. We're going to switch to a new segment now that it's the playoffs. We're still in the thick of the playoff run in the second round. I've consulted a man who has coached basketball on almost every level below high school or high school below. This guy is a genius when it comes to strategy and breaking down X's and O's, and I wanted to bring a little bit more in terms of educational aspects of basketball onto the show. Because Kristen was here with the definitions to help us learn what key phrases in basketball are. And now my friend Marv Connor, Coach Connor, is here to break down strategy and things to look for in Game 5 that the Cavs need to pull off if they're going to beat the Bulls. Take it away, Coach Connor.
Coach Connor here. We need to talk about how the Cavs win this series. They've tied it up 2-2 with bruising defense. But the one thing that we've noticed is they seem to be struggling with the three-point shot. They get back into the game by driving and going strong to the hole. I think that's the key for every great athlete, especially a guy like LeBron James. Take it to the hole. You get to the hole as often as you can get it. And I'm not talking about basketball. I'm talking about he has had more sex with his wife before the games. That's the key to him winning. The more sex he has, the better the Cavs play. I'm sure of it. I'm not sure if he's having sex, but I'm thinking the guy in game one didn't look like he was getting it. The guy in game two, definitely a guy that would get whatever. He was going strong, taking it there, not letting up. That's the key to basketball. You go to the hole, it gets people in foul trouble. It's the key to great games. And you know, if you're having sex a lot, you're going to be stronger on the court. So LeBron, take it to Mrs. James. Give it to her. Don't be laying back, popping in threes from the other side of the room. Go to the hole. That's how you win in basketball. Everyone knows that. Listen to Charles Barkley. He called the game right. When LeBron is aggressive and takes it, we win. Let's win, LeBron. And Mrs. James, just keep taking it. Come on. For the fans.
Thanks for that tip. Those strategies, breaking it down, very educational. Very educational. Thank you, Coach Connor. All right, that's going to be it for Chris Clem's Cavs Cast on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's go, Cavs. Game 5, pivotal. Game 5, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the queue, I need to hear all those fans coming out loud and clear and strong. We got to get this team over the top because we cannot give up now. Long live Delhi. Praise be to Mozgod. I'll leave the Blatt one for Damon. All right, everybody. I'll talk to you on Thursday. Go Cavs. All in. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.